Live streaming is on.
There we go.
Streaming live. Live.
I touched my butt.
Oh, I touched your thigh, and that's my. Oh, my. Your cheeks are getting heavy. You see, play on this guy.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Oh bye, it's Miles.
Oh bye, it's Miles, yeah. I think that's more oh. Ozambic.
George Takei reads Jim Morrison poetry.
Okay, let's hear it. I am the Lizard King. Oh my.
I am the Lizard King.
I can do it.
I think that'd be funny. Oh, bye. The Lizard King. Oh, bye.
Oh, bye.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah. George, you're more of a gecko than a lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Day destroys
your 2025, night. Everybody. You made it.
Oh, bye. We made it, 2025.
Yeah, everybody made it, I hope. Yeah.
Miles title, why?
Miles made it, yeah. That's good.
Made it. Me and my big zit on my nose that Bob pointed out earlier.
Yes, Miles was showing me his large, rather large nose.
Nas.
With a zit on it, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a zit, apparently, but now I'm all weirded out because now this guy's like, you got a pimple.
Well, you were holding your phone like right up to your nose, and it was like staring at me.
My cavernous nose. Yeah, I know. You're like,
you got proboscis maximus for sure.
Yeah.
Now, if you've listened for a little while, you know that at the new year, we bring on, you know, our prestidigitator, Polish Nostradamus. Miles, is Polish Nostradamus here with us tonight?
I am Barbara.
Okay. Apparently, Polish, his vibrator has gotten stuck.
Taylor.
Do you want me to read last year's list?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, let's see how accurate I was in picking things to come.
No particular order.
Roll it.
You always do a Super Bowl pick. Baltimore Ravens versus Philadelphia Eagles. Ravens win. I don't think that happened.
No. Keep going.
Yeah. Godzilla Minus One wins Best Picture. I don't think they were even nominated for that one.
Well, they won best.
They won best stomping. I think that
something.
Was
they won something.
Yeah. It was a good movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it,
I watch it. Yeah, I watched it twice.
Well, no, I mean people listening. So John Travolta becomes lead singer of Queen. Matt Damon as Sandy from Grease sings "Hopelessly Devoted" according to Miles' dream. I don't think.
My dream.
Yeah.
My dream is to watch Matt Damon sing "Hopelessly Devoted." All right, you caught me. You outed me.
Compliment appears on 69 Sasquatch podcast.
Yeah?
It didn't happen this last year, but
you never know.
I could still hold out hope. This could be they don't stop. I mean, other than the predictions for the Super Bowl, they don't stop on the year. So it still could happen. 69 Sasquatch.
Yeah, these don't expire.
Yeah, they don't expire, exactly. Condom factory burns down. Condom shortage happens.
Well, that was a funny one. Yeah.
And the whole condom shortage, kind of funny.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus spoofs Taylor Swift with song "She Got Sacked" about Travis Kelce. I don't think that happened, but I will tell you that I've seen no less than two Hallmark movies about romance and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a, that to me, that is weird, but I don't know. An unknown country sells tickets to watch a corpse blow up. That could have happened. I think that's your most, that's the closest to actually hitting the nail on the head. The president of the U.S. disappears for 37 minutes and can't be found. I think that actually, that one may be true because...
Yeah, that could be true.
During those 37 minutes, they switcheroo'd him and Kamala Harris ran for president. So
Yeah. The old switcheroo.
Bob Lament becomes a grandpa because the illegitimate son shows up with a baby and he denies it. That hasn't happened. Again.
Has not.
It could be like 69 Sasquatch for all we know.
Yeah, this could happen.
Flood takes out the arch and Budweiser gives away free beer. No, not this year.
No.
While eating pizza with Bob, Miles sees his first UFO out the window. Bob says, "I told you so." Hasn't happened, but this year we didn't really see each other.
No, it was just a crazy kooky year, you know. It was a lot of kookiness.
We have like a slideshow on the TV and you popped up on my slideshow today.
Really?
Yeah, from 2022 when we were in downtown Decatur.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
We'll get together then. You know, we'll have
a good
time.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time then. Yeah.
Yeah, we vowed to get back together again. We just have not gotten there yet.
Well, somebody always is busy.
I know.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Luke from Modern Family, and Chevy Chase all die. None of those people died in 2024. So this one has a deadline. So, yeah. And finally, your good friend Jeff does a dual proposal to the Soap Girls. The outcome is unknown. And I don't think he probably did a dual proposal. That one, again, could be true.
But yeah.
We don't know the outcome. So that one is totally plausible.
That could be.
So
that could be.
But unfortunately, your pick was... you did a dual pick, either seeing the first UFO while we were eating pizza or 69ing Sasquatch. So
yeah,
don't get the prize for this year.
I wanted that to happen so bad. Yeah,
and I picked the condom factory burns down. It's neither one of us. So you were going to, I was going to pay for you to go to a Bears autograph signing. And you were going to take me to the Beef House in hopes of seeing Larry Bird. So neither one of us get our prize this year.
Oh. So. Dang it.
But, you know, it's a new year, brand new year, brand new list, right?
Right. You're right.
So, shall we start? Polish Nostradamus?
Okay. So, so these are things that I'm not saying will happen. They could happen, possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to happen, but I just put my noggin.
To happen? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so if it sounds cruel or mean or whatever, it's not meant to be. It's just, it is what it is. So,
okay.
And I always try to do 13, a baker's dozen, as they call it in your area. And I like to start off with the Super Bowl picks, and I went with the easy choices this year. I'm going to say it comes down to Kansas City versus Detroit, with Detroit winning.
Really?
Yes.
Detroit wins. You really? You think so?
Detroit wins. You 100% Detroit wins.
You're going on a limb on that one because the Chiefs, you know, are the team to beat, right? So.
Yep, I know. That's what I'm saying.
They have Hallmark movies about them.
Well, I don't doubt you, but, you know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think there's going to be an upset.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs have won how many years now? 2 years? 3 years?
Too many. Too
Three
many
years. I can't even remember.
It's too many. They've won a lot. Yes, they have won a lot.
About it, because I do live, you know, in the state with the Chiefs or near, you know, all that.
So. Yeah, close enough.
Close. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you live in Missouri or in Missouri. You hear about the Chiefs. So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's,
well,
what's your next? These are no particular order. What's your next?
These are no order. So hopefully they'll get better as I go, but there's no guarantee.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
So if you haven't turned off the show by now, yeah, you might want to start right
that
about.
That was an easy one to get through right there.
Yeah. Well, I like to do the, I like to do the Super Bowl pick.
I know. You love the Super Bowl.
12. All right. Number 12. And I should have Googled this lady's name before doing it. I feel stupid I didn't do this now, but. You enter a contest to to meet up with the Australian lady that was in the breakdancing competition in the Olympics.
Oh, I don't remember her name either.
I didn't Google it, darn it. But it's like a contest, and you win. Well, you have the right to dance against her, but you don't win ultimately.
I break dance worse than she does, is what you're saying?
She beat your ass to the ground. and I see it'd be funny if I would have Googled her name, I think. Yeah, but I didn't Google her name.
You want me to Google it right now or no?
No, I don't. No. Dolores.
Yeah, it's
something. I don't know.
I mean she's not a very good break dancer, but I don't think that I could even move the way she moved. So
I know. That's what I'm saying. She whips your ass. She's like
that,
totally.
If we did have that, that would certainly be the outcome.
I mean, I'd watch it. I'd 100% watch it, but I don't think.
I'd probably throw a knee out, and then that would be the end of the competition. Yeah.
You're like immediately out. You're like,
I was worried about that while I was shoveling snow today. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your heart's all...
Well, no, my knee popping out. Boom!
You live close to the Illinois, side of things there. Mm-hmm. And Illinois passes a law. Well, not a law, I should say. It's a tax thing. It's a tax credit for if you have dogs and cats.
Oh, really?
It's aimed at senior citizens, but it encourages hoarding of animals.
Oh, no.
So ultimately, it becomes a complete disaster.
Yeah, I can see that. So basically, everybody becomes a puppy mill in Illinois.
Yeah. Like, it's got good intentions, but it completely backfires after a while. And no?
I don't know. I don't know. How much a tax credit is it?
$500 a head.
Oh, really? Wow. I'm going to put that into the thing here. $500 per pet.
Yeah. It backfires. People start hoarding animals. It's all really for senior citizens.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I didn't say these were good. I thought of weird shit I could think of.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird. All right.
So we know it's number 10. We know this guy named Michael who apparently is a quote unquote actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. Yeah, he's an actor.
That appears as a background actor, I guess, in movies.
Yeah, he does
such.
A lot of background work. Yeah.
And he also gets an interest in community theater there in Florida, and he auditions for the part as Ma in a stage rendition of The Golden Girls.
Does he get it?
Undetermined. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But he does like his whole hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Go down. Hey, baby.
I think he would do well.
I know. I was kind of hoping he'd be on tonight. I thought he'd be interested in hearing that. But
yeah. Okay. I don't think he'd be interested, but okay.
Rose, get the hell out of here, Rose. Oh, no, I just pissed my pants at Disney World. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Michael auditioned for Ma. Okay.
God, it's so dark in here. I'd use my phone as a flashlight to read this shit.
I can't get up from this lazy boy in order to turn a light on, for Christ's sake.
Okay. We have a we're on this thing called Plausible right now, as you may know, Bob.
Plausible.
And
so
we have a friend named Pablo who does quite a bit of work on there.
Pablo, good guy.
And his new show coming up is going to be called Pablo Tickle My Funny Bone.
Okay.
And he does jokes, and he's graded on his jokes. There's a group, there's a panel of people that rate his jokes on how much he has tickled their fancy. He's tickled their funny bone.
Really? Okay. It's just him every week? Just him?
It's just him. Yeah, there's like no competition, though, so it's a little boring in a way, I suppose. But I mean,
it's a non-competitive
competition. And the scores mean nothing. You know, okay, the scores actually mean nothing.
Okay, but so it's kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, kind of like
one,
that, yeah.
There's only one. Yeah. Instead of having one person who's the judge and four people playing the game, he plays the game and there's four judges.
Yeah, exactly. Kinda
flip it. Flip it.
Flip it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I
That was number nine.
Totally plausible.
I know. Some of these aren't that far out. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and did you get my joke? It's plausible.
It's plausible. I did get it now. Once you explained it, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You are much cleverer and wittier than me. Yes, I get it now.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to read my next one. It's so freaking dark.
Oh, my God.
I honestly did not pay my electric bill this year.
This will be the last Polish Nostradamus because he's going blind.
I know. This room is just dark.
I got night blindness. I can't see anything.
I got to plug in my Christmas tree so I can read this.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's your whole decorating. We either unplug or plug the Christmas tree. That's how we know it's Christmas because it never gets taken down.
Yeah. We once had one up. I think it was beyond... St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God.
We actually had not taken it down previous to that.
So. Well, the kids really liked it. It livened up the place.
No one complained. I don't know. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. Okay. So that was nine. Okay. So number eight.
Mm-hmm, number eight.
We have this friend named Smidge Kirtlebaum, who doesn't really listen to the show, but he likes the show. And he's always like, you know, hey, Miles, if you get a chance, please come watch me. You know, he plays out quite a bit. He plays guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
And I finally go to see him, but I, to be an asshole, get up and start doing air guitar. And I actually get more applause than he does, and he has me thrown out. Because my air guitar is actually better than his real guitar.
Oh.
And he becomes very jealous.
Yeah, I would think he would be.
You think?
Yeah. I think the funny thing is that you and your current physical condition, doing air guitar in front of a crowd, I think it would look like masturbation. Because one hand would be going up and down violently.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, you have a big belly, so it's going, you know, around your belly, right? And then your other hand would be over there kind of doing finger movements. So, I think it would look like you were masturbating while you were checking the water temperature or something. I don't know.
Well, I... Go with what you know. You know what I'm saying? Go with what you know. You know?
Okay.
All right. They're not all winners.
Very
okay.
Upset with you on that one.
Yeah. He would be. He would. Yes. He throws me out. Yeah. He's very upset with it.
I think he'd be upset if you just got up near the stage.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, who is a rock star wants to have some fat middle aged guy up there fondling himself? what kind of show is that?
Actually, I have a picture of him drunk, and I still want to transfer this to like a t-shirt and just show up with this giant picture of him drunk on the front just to see what he'll do.
While you air guitar?
While I quote unquote air guitar, yes, as you say, yes.
Oh, my goodness. What's next?
Number seven, you always hate this category, is a celebrity deaths.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And they always die in threes.
Sure. The trifecta.
Okay. We don't try to pick like super old people or people that are already in horrible shape.
Right.
because that's too much of a gimme. If I said Dick Van Dyke, he's almost 100.
Right, he's old. Well, yeah, for Christ's sake.
That would be kind of a gimme. Mm-hmm. So So I'm thinking three deaths this year, unexpected. Will Wheaton, Kathy Bates, Simon Pegg.
Okay, this is interesting. And Simon what?
Simon Pegg.
Oh, Simon Pegg. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want this to happen, but I'm just saying.
Now, considering that Will Wheaton thinks you're a pervert.
We don't have time really to go into that right now. I don't think there's time to.
Kathy Bates is the new Matlock. How can she die? Simon Pegg is a UK treasure with the car.
I know. Well, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think I think one of these is slightly vendetta-ish.
Well, I didn't put all the people I hate on there. Just one. There's a few more I could put on there, but I didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. Just people that you wouldn't expect. Like, oh, my goodness.
Well, I certainly hope it doesn't happen. Yeah.
I hope not either.
Any
so I hope
of
I'm
these
wrong.
Fantastic celebrities. Yes. And I'm a big fan of Will Wheaton, as you know. But
I know.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Stuff happened.
Yes.
What's next?
All right, well, number six is we have this friend named Manny Fortunato. We call him Manny the Mailman.
Manny the Mailman.
And allegedly, he's been a mailman for many, many years, but come to find out, he's actually has been in the witness protection program.
Oh. You would never think that a Italian man would be in the witness protection program in New Jersey.
Disguised as a mailman, yes.
Disguised as a mailman. We didn't realize he went over like five blocks and he's doing a mailman bit.
We couldn't find him.
We were looking everywhere. But five
he was
blocks
in the mob.
Over, there he is.
His mob name was Johnny Jerkoff. So he ratted people out, I guess.
Okay, that's interesting.
I don't know. I think of these things. I don't know. Okay. Let's get back to Bob Lament here,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, no. You already got one on me. What are you?
I know. Well, I got to have more. I mean.
Okay, go ahead.
So the actress Jenna Fisher, is originally from St. Louis and does visit there quite a bit.
Yeah, her sister is a teacher there, yeah.
Yes, I've been told, yes. Yeah, yes. Exactly. And weirdly enough, her car runs out of gas near your home. You refuse to help her, saying that you're not really a fan.
It would happen.
You're like, I've never really watched The Office. I'm not a fan. I've not watched Blades of Glory. I'm not,
the funny thing is that it could totally happen. If she ran out of gas near my house, I would not give her gas.
I believe it. See, that part I believe.
Yeah, even though she was famous or whatever, I'd say, well, the gas station's right down, that way. So,
like, I'm sure you would have AAA or something, or.
Yeah. Well, maybe she. She's got no gas.
You would have some rationale. Be like, well, I could, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like maybe if you were Creed or something, maybe I would, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, if you were Dwight, I would. Yeah, that's totally possible.
I don't know. I'm
and
just
the
saying.
Fact she may run out of gas near my house. Yes. Both plots.
I'm just saying she just seemed to be in St. Louis quite a bit. I'm just saying.
Well, she's a famous podcaster now, so.
I know. Hell, I'd be on her show. Hell yeah.
Oh, pff, what are you talking about?
as a complete nobody, I'd be like, you know, I'm just nobody. I'm just here. Man.
You actually look like you could have been Kevin's stunt double.
His stand-in.
Well, you know when he dumps that big thing of chili? I think you took the fall, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, actually, I love that scene because my dad kind of pulled that once going to the company picnic. My mom had made some kind of salad. And on the way there, he like stopped, and the salad fell forward onto the onto the car mat.
Did he scoop it back up and take it anyway? That's your dad, totally.
All these people are eating gravel, and you know, what does red furry stuff? Because he had like this pit Cadillac, you know, at the time. You know. Oh my god! Oh my god! That's a true story. Yeah, that is a true story. That is so true.
Yeah, that's too funny.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Oh gosh.
All right. Let's keep going. Anyway, we reminisce.
How many more we got here? 1, 2, 3.
All right. I'm on number 4. We're counting down here. Okay. So here's a new game show that you're going to start watching. It's a Hawaiian game show called The Floor is Lava.
Oh, well, that could be any place, but okay. Gotcha.
Well, come on. You know, they got, you know, real lava there.
They have volcanoes, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like the whole twist. Like, it really is lava. You're like, oh, shit. You know, they got to jump around on rocks and stuff.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, okay, not funny.
Who's the host?
Guy Smiley.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Don Ho?
No.
Don Ho's brother ass, I think.
No, I thought you were going to say, you know, it's Aquaman. I'm blanking on his name. What's his name? The guy who plays Aquaman.
Oh, Jason.
Jason Momoa. Momoa. Thank you. Yes, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, ow. I'll get off my nuts. Ouch. Ow, god damn it.
There he is practicing his Kevin moves.
Yeah. You know what, Pam? You know what? Pam is so hot, I'd bang her.
Yeah.
I got to work on that.
I'd give her gas if her car ran out in front of my house.
Hey, number 3.
Called The Floor is Lava. Okay. I think there's actually a show called The Floor is Lava, to be honest with you. But.
Oh, see? Okay, then you owe me steak dinner or something.
You said a Hawaiian game show. I don't think it's in Hawaii.
Well, I just thought it'd be funny. Hawaiian gets the... Anyway, I don't know. That's too much work to go into that. Okay, much work.
Gotcha.
Number 3. Okay, let's finish this. The president-elect, interesting enough, he outlaws planking but encourages parkour.
Okay. is there a tax credit for doing parkour?
There's not much explanation as to why. He just he enjoys one over the other, he says.
Okay. Parkour. How do you spell parkour? Do you have any idea?
Huh?
How do you spell parkour? Oh, it's
okay. I don't know. I was struggling with that. I'm like, fuck, how do you...
E-A-R... It's like park hour.
That's what I spelled. Yeah, that's what I spelled. Yeah, park hour. Yeah. I don't know.
Trump outlaws planking but encourages parkour. You know, that's a weird...
I don't think I've ever done parkour on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Actually, there's a video of you doing parkour online, actually, yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it looks more like you're doing the twist, but that's about as parkour as you get.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, there is... I forgot about that. It was my son's wedding. Yeah, how did I forget that?
Exactly.
I was doing my sexy dance moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't get my robot in the video.
I couldn't tell if you were masturbating, doing parkour,
or both,
or the twist.
Well, might be both.
Could be anything.
So there you go.
All right, we got 2 more to go.
Two more to go. Let's finish this up, damn it. Okay.
Oh, and now he's disappeared on me.
It's an updated version of the Warriors.
You blanked out there for a minute. Say that again.
You okay?
Yeah.
You there?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Oh, there's going to be an updated version of the Warriors coming out.
Okay.
And it's going to feature Danny Trejo.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Antonio Vargas.
Is he still alive?
Oh, fuck, I didn't think about that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be hard.
Or the ghost of Antonio.
The ghost, yes. Ted McGinley and Joyce DeWitt. Yes, so they're all going to be in it.
What's this called? Is it called, like,
the
Nursing Home Warriors or what?
The Uptown Warriors. No, I don't know. Well, I didn't think that far ahead of it. I don't, the
pass the pee bottle, Trejo.
The Walking Warriors. I don't know.
McGinley, I should kick you in the ass.
Hey, guys, we got to get out of here right now.
Okay.
No, I just saw this horrible video of Ted McGinley recently. It was like, hey, really? Yikers.
What happened to him?
He got old, man. Holy cow.
Well, he's pretty old to be, you know, he's been around.
Yeah, I mean, this guy looks dang, you know.
You sure it was him? Because they do a lot of fake things online.
No, it was him. Yeah, it was like, yikers. Yeah. Okay, hey, number one, let's get this going. So, you know, our friends in Japan are always working on robots and such like that.
Okay.
And they're getting very close to really perfecting a lot of stuff in that. And so they've actually been making robot women, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And as a goof, they come up with oil wrestling for these two women robots, but there's a short circuit and the referee dies from an electric jolt.
All right.
It stops his heart, and it's a major lawsuit.
During robot oil wrestling, robot women.
Yes. Yes. All women robot wrestling goes awry, if you will.
Because of short circuit.
Yes. Kills referee.
Kills the referee. That's terrible. Who was the referee?
Well, it's not Pat Morita. I know that. It's
Jackie Chan was reffing this.
Jackie Chan. Short round. I don't know. Jackie Chan.
He's not even Japanese. He's Chinese.
I know. You racist bastard. Gosh. You pick your own person. I don't
George
care.
Takei is refereeing robot women's oil wrestling, and he dies because of a short circuit.
I will go with that. Yes, let's go 100%. Yes, we started this show with George. Let's end it with George.
Oh my!
Oh my!
Oh my gosh! Let me do a real quick wrap up of what we've got here.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs versus Detroit Lions. Detroit wins. Bob wins the contest to meet the Australian breakdancer and have a dance off. He loses.
Yes.
Illinois passes a tax credit. $500 per pet for ownership. Disastrous results. Michael Gardner auditions for Ma on the stage show of Golden Girls. Pablo has a new show on Plausible called Pablo Tickle My Funny Bone. It's a panel show, but he's the only contestant with a panel of four judges. Smidge gets upstaged by Miles doing air guitar at one of his shows, and he's pissed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Will Wheaton, Kathy Bates, and Simon Pegg will die in 2025 for various reasons. Manny the Mailman turns out to be in the witness protection program and not actually a mailman.
Yes.
Bob refuses to give gas to Jenna Fisher when she runs out near his house.
Yes.
There's a Hawaiian game show called The Floor is Lava, where they actually do it on a volcano, so the floor is lava.
Yes.
Trump outlaws planking but encourages parkour after his inauguration. There's an updated version of the Warriors that includes Danny Trejo, Ted McGlinley, Antonio Fargas, possibly, and Joyce DeWitt.
Yes.
The referee dies during the Robot Women's Oil Wrestling because of a short circuit.
Possibly George Takei.
Possibly George Takei.
Oh, bye.
Oh, bye.
That's where you can put in that video that we have of him saying that.
Yeah, we do have a video, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Okay, so what's your pick, and what are you putting up as your prize if you get it?
Let me see.
I just read them all to you. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
You're sitting in a dark room right now.
I'm trying to read this, for Christ's sakes. You know, Jesus. I want this thing about Michael to be true so bad.
Okay. So you're going to, Miles' pick is that Michael auditions for Ma and the Golden Girls.
In like a local theater.
Yeah. Okay. And if you get that correct, what should my prize be to you?
If that happens, you owe me a full dinner at one of my favorite places to eat, the Twin Anchors in Chicago.
The Twin Anchors? Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buys dinner at the Twin Anchors.
Mm-hmm. That's Sinatra's favorite rib joint in Chicago.
Do they have good ribs? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess my pick, this group this year, you know, I mean, Pablo Tickle My Funny Bone could happen.
Yeah, it's Rick.
I don't think that you're going to go to any of the Smidge's shows, so I think that's a safe bet. The breakdancer. Oh, my gosh. So many choices.
So I don't think the breakdancing would work. I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm usually wrong about the Super Bowl picks.
Yeah, so. I know. Kansas City will win again. You know it. There's just no
way. I know.
You probably, if you bet Kansas City, you still have to pay. The win is still getting to pay. I'm going to go for Bob refuses to give gas to Jenna Fischer.
All right. Deal. Okay.
Which is totally could happen. And if it happens, Bob's prize
is
I gotta think of something decent here, don't I?
The roast duck at the Peabody.
No. I don't think do they roast the old ducks at the Peabody? Is that what happens? They march them up and down until they die, and then they roast them? Is that what's happening?
That's dark, man. That is dark. Holy cow.
That is horrible.
That's really dark. Holy cow.
Like, the children pick out the duck they want roasted when they walk down to the fountain?
That ain't right, man.
Is this like the Red Lobster tank?
Yeah.
Daddy, I want to eat that duck. Okay, son.
You probably want a hot dog at Crackles, I bet.
Get a Quackers. Oh, no, a hamburger at Crackles. That would be good, yeah.
Hot dog.
No, I don't want a hot dog. I don't like hot dog.
That'd be cheaper, I think.
you don't know Crackles. It's pretty cheap.
I don't know. I've never been there. Oh, my nuts. Oh.
Jesus. I wish one of my choices was your dog will not step on your nuts.
Not with this sack. No.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're like got a Santa Claus sack going on, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a baby moose jumping up on your lap here. It's a big dog.
Okay, interesting. Okay, here's my prize. Miles is going to do an all-expense-paid trip to the arcade of my choice.
Oh no. Oh, you bastard. You son of a bitch.
That way I can get back to right. you.
Wait, I don't get to go, do I?
Oh, no, you got to go pay for me and you.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that way.
All right, deal.
Yeah, double.
Could I just say it Ted Knight style? You're on. You're on.
You're on.
We do not budge. We do not bet here at Bushwood.
Bushwood. I was reading a thing on Ted Knight recently, and that's like one of his only movies. He was in. Do you know he was in Psycho? Did you know that?
Yes, I just read that.
Yeah,
he was like a guard or something.
He was a guard in Psycho, and then no other movies. And then he was Super Friends, and then he's in Caddyshack. I mean, the guy. Talk about picking them. I mean, he probably didn't get paid a lot of money, but he picked the good ones, right?
Yeah, he's funny. He was a funny guy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we will see what happens a year from now, and we'll be playing a lot of pinball at your expense.
And Michael, don't let me down, bud. So don't let me down.
I'm going to go for the all-drag cast of Golden Girls. I could see that. I could see it happening.